Oh, that's right. Good afternoon. How you doing today? Nothing but a hound dog. That's Gracie over here at Sharp Facets Gallery, just trying to be in the middle of everything. But now we've cleared out the studio, and it's time for us to talk about Empty Bowls and the Soup Kitchen. I tell you what, every year you guys just keep outdoing yourselves, and here you are. It's only the 2nd of October, and Norm Fawcett, you told me you only have about 6 tickets left. Am I correct on that?
6 tickets out of 475. Yes, we're definitely going to sell out again this year for the 5th year running.
Well, that is pretty amazing. And, you know, you and I haven't talked that much this year, but how is the Soup Kitchen doing?
We're doing fine because of Empty Bowls. This will be the 4th year in a row that we're going to serve over 40,000 meals out of the little Greenwood facility that we have. And that's about a 75% increase since the economic malaise started to happen in Greenwood and throughout the country 3 or 4 years ago. And without Empty Bowls and the generous people of Greenwood supporting Empty Bowls, I don't know how we would still be open, or at least be open as much as we are. We serve 6 days a week now, and as I say, we're going to probably serve close to 40,000 meals again this year.
It's hard to believe, and that's just serving lunch.
That's
right?
Just lunch. That's from 11 to 12.
That's 1 hour, and you'll serve that many Monday through Saturday.
That's right.
You know, that takes quite an operation to do all that, not to speak of the money that it takes to put all those meals and whatnot out, but the volunteers that it takes to work those meals and make fresh soup, the best soup around. I didn't get any today, but I understand
Uh-oh.
It's the best soup around.
Bad form, Mom. Make a note for next year.
Yeah, exactly. But you
yes,
do.
We have the Soup Kitchen is a 100% volunteer organization, and we have about 185 dedicated people that are there day in and day out every day. But Christmas Day, we give Christmas Day off. Our volunteers Christmas Day off. Christmas
you
morning.
You even serve Thanksgiving.
Big meal on Thanksgiving.
Yes,
very special meal on Thanksgiving. And there's about 185 volunteers that keep that place open day in and day out, 6 days a week.
And, you know, one of the things that we need to mention, that during the summertime, you see your numbers increase with the children and vacations and everything. You see a lot more children there, too.
Absolutely. We do, without the school lunch program. We're kind of back to whatever normal is now. We don't even know what normal is anymore. But we serve anywhere between 125 and 200 people a day.
And you came to Greenwood to retire. Was that correct, Norm?
That's right.
but you're the executive director there. You work nonstop organizing and keeping everything going.
No, I don't. I got 184 other people that help me do it.
Yeah, but still, you and Roxy spend a lot of time working.
We do. Monday is our day to actually serve, and the rest of the week is a lot of administration. Roxy does, my wife does all the ordering, the food ordering for the food that's needed that isn't donated. And so we stay busy. But that's always been our idea of retirement. It's not to sit and play golf and fish all day. It's to stay busy but doing things we enjoy doing. We really do enjoy it.
And this is how many years you've been doing this, Norm?
Well, we came here, we started in 99, so that's 14 years.
14
and
years.
I've been chairman, I guess, 6 or 7 years.
Yeah. Well, you do a tremendous job.
Thank you, Ann.
Without your leadership, it takes a very special person to fill those shoes and make sure that everything keeps running.
Well, thank you, and the 184 other people deserve a lot of credit.
Absolutely. But, you know, part of this program that we're going to talk about today is Empty Bowls, and Jamie Terracitas is head of the Medical Alliance, and y'all have come on strong. I remember the first year this happened, and my goodness, hasn't it grown, Jamie?
It sure has. The first year we were just trying to get soup and sell tickets, and now with sponsorships and all the different things, we've grown every year.
Now, how much dollars is it going to, with the sponsorships and everything, how is it going to, how projected? I mean, even if you tell us how last year turned out, it has to be tremendous help to the Soup Kitchen.
Oh, I think we're hoping for more than $25,000, would you say, Norm?
We made $25,000 last year, and we will do better than that because of our increased sponsor base. We've got over 50 businesses and individuals in Greenwood that have stepped up and become sponsors, and that's where the bulk of our money comes from.
You know, Jamie, the Medical Alliance, a lot of people may not know what the Medical Alliance is. Why don't you just fill us in a little bit about what y'all do?
Okay. We're an organization of physician spouses. We've been involved in a lot of different things over a number of years. Usually we do health-related projects, but we've done things like volunteering at the food bank. Empty Bowls for the Soup Kitchen is our big thing right now. We've had fundraiser events for different things. We've had health fairs in public schools over a few recent years.
Just doing good things related to
things. Yeah.
And you know, I think it's terrific, and it also, being the Medical Alliance, it gives you an end to all these the hospital and all these things to help get sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of sponsors though that aren't related to the medical community in any way.
Okay.
Probably most of them are not related to the medical community.
Well, how about that?
So
that's pretty
wonderful.
Cool.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But to pull this all together, what does it take, Jamie?
Oh, boy. it's definitely a big partnership. Each of the different organizations couldn't really pull it off alone. The big thing is we need all of those bowls that all of the wonderful potters make. But there's a lot into putting together that evening and getting soup, getting volunteers. And so it's a wonderful partnership. I don't know how many people would come if we were just saying, come and eat dinner with us.
Yeah.
The beautiful bowls really attract a lot of people.
Absolutely.
But the Medical Alliance our big part has been getting donations of soup and bread, desserts, and providing volunteers and getting other organizations to volunteer as well.
Well, I think one of the things you do, you make homemade soup. These are not canned soups, right? These are homemade, delicious soups.
They're wonderful soups that are provided by a variety of different donors.
Sure. So we're going to talk more about who some of the donors are, maybe what even some of the soups are going to be, just so you know what you missed out on, because they only have 6 tickets, folks. But that's okay. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here on WCRS. We're going to, when we come back, we're going to be talking to Phyllis Collins. She is a Potter, and we're also going to have the very nice to be able to talk to Sandy Singletary, who is an assistant professor of art. If you saw Sunday's Index Journal, you saw a big write-up about her. We're going to be talking about her because the Lander students are helping make bowls. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We are right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. It is Meet Me at the Diner, and we're talking about Empty Bowls and, of course, a great fundraiser for the Soup Kitchen. I tell you what, they're going to do 475 servings. Is that right, Manor?
Right.
475. That means they need 475 plus a few extra bowls just in case, I presume, to make sure everything is right. And Phyllis is with us. She is a starting member of GASP, which is the Greenwood Area Studio Potters. And Phyllis, how did you get involved in pottery? Because I understand before you moved to Greenwood, you weren't into that.
Well, I was an empty nester moving to Greenwood, so I knew no one and didn't have anyone to care for. So one of my neighbors walked across to welcome me to the community, and he used to be the president of Piedmont Tech.
Lex Walters.
And
right?
He brought a pottery bowl with a poinsettia in it to welcome me to the neighborhood, and told me that both of those were made by the college. And I said, well, tell me more. I collared him and pulled him into my house and said, I really, really, really want to know about this pottery program. I drove to Edgefield and saw what the students were doing there, and I said, there is no way I cannot do this program. And from then, it was just every time I could get down there and get my hands in clay and get muddy, it was. Then we made tons of friends, started the Clay Guild, which is called GASP.
Right.
And that was Greenwood Area Studio Potters. And that group together, one night, Donna Connolly said, we really need to do empty bowls, but nobody knew what an empty bowls program was. She said it was an international program and that it really could look like anything. In fact, they wanted you to tell them how you put your event together. So they approached Norm, and then someone's brilliant idea was the Medical Alliance to join with us, and we panicked. Oh no, now we've got to figure out how to get enough bowls. But they were, every potter in GASP commits to 12. And we've had some that have fallen so in love with the project that they make 45 or 50 without any arm twisting. So, and this year, Lander joined us, which gave us a lot of relief with 150 bowls, I think. And then woodworkers also said they were, I think they're giving us 160 this year. So the pressure's off, but we want that last person who walks in the door to have as much of a choice as the first person who walked in the door. So.
Absolutely, and I think one of the things that's neat about this, if you've never been to an empty bowls, you actually get to walk in and pick out the bowl that you want your soup served in. After you have, if you're eating there, after you eat, you sit down and they will take it and wash the bowl out and bring it back to you. So it's nice and clean when it goes home.
And we put out a different batch every hour, and each hour has each artist's work in it. So they get to choose if they want a certain bowl, that artist will be represented each hour.
So you don't have to be there at the 5:30 seating to get the best bowls.
That's right. That's right. But do come 15 minutes early before your seating so that you can look at them all and feel them all. And I am amazed. I've already been collecting the bowls at how beautiful the work is this year.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's really neat. Now, you are you have a studio.
Yes.
And where's your studio at?
It is called Partners in Clay, and it is at Wyatt Farms. And that we looked for a facility, and Wyatt Farms built the facility for these five potters. There's five of us together, and we we call it our playground. We just get to go in and play every day together and inspire and motivate each other. And it's a wonderful, wonderful place.
That is terrific. That is terrific. Well, I know you are excited. I understand you could only make 12 bowls, though.
Luckily, I had really worked on my bowls early because I like to do a lot of black and white work. Mm-hmm. And then I fell and broke my arm. And so only 12 will be there this year. But
so there's three seatings, right? Yes. Yeah, so
four
each
seating.
There you go. All right. You knew where I was going with that.
Hey, you know,
that.
Maybe I can say mine are rare.
Well,
Phyllis is too humble about what these wonderful people do. They start making these bowls in, you know, the April, May time frame, because it takes, you've told me, it takes a week to make a bowl, not working 48 hours a day, but you have to go to a certain stage and then wait and then glaze and then wait. And I'm sure I'm not doing it justice, but they have to start months and months and months ahead in order to get all these bowls made for us. Wonderful.
Now, Norm, about the wooden bowls that come, who actually brings the wooden bowls?
It's an organization called the Council of Lakeland's Woodworkers, CLAW. So we have GASP and CLAW. Lander's going to have to come up with a more exciting name here at some point if you want to compete. But it's a group, again, of all local woodworkers, and they have their own woodworking shop down at the United Center, and they hand turn on lathes these beautiful wooden bowls. So it's just a wood example of artistry, the same way that the potters make pottery bowls.
Absolutely. Yeah. Bowls. Well, that, were you going to say something, Phyllis?
Well, they also made our shelves that all our bowls sit on that display
right.
The bowls.
And then you do have some takeout bowls, right?
Yes.
Takeout. Some people do takeout.
And they're all the same bowls. Somebody come if someone buys a takeout ticket, they come in, they choose their own bowl. The only difference is they get food to take out as opposed to food to sit down.
So, we've got this event going on, October 10th. I guess it's really too late for people to get in on this event, though, isn't it?
Well, we are sold out, yeah.
Six. So you're down to only six tickets.
Six takeouts, and I wish we could make more balls or commit to more balls.
Okay.
But luckily, with Landers 150 or so, that will really put us over the top.
That's terrific. I'm sorry, I am choked up over this exciting event here today. Jamie, why don't you tell us about some of the sponsors that are on this? This is a huge list of great sponsors.
It sure is. We have different levels of sponsorship, and our Platinum Ladle sponsors are our top-level sponsors, and they are Bank of America, Carolina Nerve Surgery and Spine Center, Emerald Ink and Stitches, First Presbyterian Church of Greenwood, Greenwood Ear, Nose, and Throat, GreenwoodToday.com, Upper Savannah Radiology, and the Manning Law Firm. And we have other levels. We had people who donated anywhere from $100 up to $1,000, and they received certain numbers of tickets, bowls, billing on of our posters, and that kind of stuff. We have a long list of great sponsors.
I think that is terrific that you have so many people coming in on this. Mm-hmm. But when we come back after the news, excuse me, we're going to be talking to Sandy Singletary, talking about some of the things over there at Lander. She's relatively a newbie over there at Lander, so it's going to be exciting to hear about her progress. And, of course, if you saw the article in Sunday's paper, that was quite a write-up. I need to know what all these circle things are. When we come back, we're going to talk about it. Hey, don't you go away. I'm Ann Eller. Raspy, but here. We'll be back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, I'm Ann Eller, and my voice is coming back. So how the heck are you doing this afternoon? We are talking about empty bowls. And I tell you what, it really is amazing, the coming together in our community of people that are involved in this. We've talked about the Potters, Gasp. We've talked about, wait a minute, did I get that wrong? Gasp. And then we've got the CLAW, Council of Lakeland's Area Woodworkers. And not the least, we also now have added Lander University. Their art pottery department over there is doing wonderful things. We happen to have sitting here with us Sandy Singletary. She is the assistant professor of art. Sandy, how did you all get involved in working with this program?
Well, it was just a lucky kind of... I went to a workshop that Donna
Boasian
gave in this area, and they mentioned it, and I saw it as an opportunity to get my students involved in the community and the kind of local ceramic scene, and seized upon it. Well, so the students are, I used it kind of as a classroom assignment for them. They're using it to explore different hand building ceramic techniques. So it's beneficial to us, but it's delightful for them and to them to be benefiting the community too.
Now, how many students have been working on this project?
I have 17 ceramic students, and so they're all making 10 bowls for this purpose.
So it's 170 bowls.
170 bowls, and they're one of a kind.
One of a kind. Each one is different. Now, Sandy, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from York, South Carolina. And I have been in Greenwood for 2 years. I'm starting my third year at Lander.
Now, how what do you, is this your first teaching assignment? Or
it is.
Yeah, okay. So we can't compare you against another teaching assignment, but what do you feel about Lander?
I love Lander. It's a really a friendly place to work. I have great colleagues, wonderful support, wonderful students. It's just, I mean, I can be a commercial for how great Lander is because it really is a nice place.
Well, we'll be turning this into them to use for
yeah,
the next commercial.
Right.
Okay. Now, how did you get involved in pottery?
When I was in undergrad the first time, I'm kind of a professional student times of my life, but I took a pottery class and got clay under my fingernails, and that was just it. I loved it, and so I was worked my way to being a studio potter for years, and then I decided that I wanted to do something a little different and went back to school and got an undergrad in ceramics and then a master's degree so that I could teach on a college level because I really like the kind of academic kind of universe.
Yeah, so. Well, that sounds great. Now, one of the things you were telling me off the air was that it's a relatively young department over there. You have a lot of young, exciting art teachers, I guess we could say.
We have. I've been there 2 years. Two of us have been there 2 years. One has been there one. Doug has been there three. So we've all, then we have a couple people who have been there longer, but we all are new at our jobs and very excited about the possibilities. And everyone's very enthusiastic and promoting, you know, the creation of all these great artists out of our students. So everything is like, if it's something that we can do and that it's going to benefit our students, we are on go for it. It's you know, we're going to do it. And things like this that get us involved in the local community is good for our students, too, as well as the community. So.
Absolutely. Now, of course, one of the things that I think has been so neat that the art department has done is the metal sculptures
yes.
down there right across from John Holloway's studio yeah. there.
Yeah. Yes. That's Doug McAbee. He does those in his sculpture class. As a matter of fact, on this weekend, they're having a sculpture contest. It's sculptural Megadeth. Sculpt to one winner, whatever. They're going to be sculpting all day long, so it's going to be Professor McAbee and a couple students against the entire rest of the sculpture class. They're going to create two sculptures. It's going to be lots of excitement.
Wow.
So you should stop by. That'll be at Lander on Saturday.
On
October
Saturday.
5th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Department.
And will that be at your department there,
yes.
the art department?
Yes. Just when you come straight in the entrance, it'll be right there, front and center right there.
That's cool. That sounds great. Now, tell us just a little bit. We're going to be talking about some empty bowls. They're doing 170 bowls. She's got 10 students, or 17
students,
doing
10 bowls
each. Mm-hmm. But you also have a great event coming up this next weekend, right? Next.
Yes, we currently have a faculty show at the Art Center, and from what I understand, this has never happened.
It hasn't. It's always been at the gallery right there at Lander.
So it's a group show, and that features all of us. There's seven people in our department. Even Tom Pitts, our art historian, is putting in art. So that opening is in conjunction with Oktoberfest, which is October the 17th. So it should be an evening that's a lot of fun and. You can come see the work that the art faculty at Lander make.
And just for the record, what type of art do you, what type of pottery, ceramics do you like to do?
Sculpture is my kind of art of choice, and I do work with a lot of mixed media. So porcelain is my clay of choice, and it's always present in everything I do, but it could either be the major component or a minor kind of complement. And I work also with steel, wood, and this particular show is papier-mâché for
wow.
a large scale. So
very, very accomplished. Have we thought about doing any papier-mâché bowls?
we have.
You have?
Thought of it.
Goodness.
I've had been up to my elbows in glue for a month and a half, and it's like I've thought of everything possible that can be done with papier-mâché.
That's terrific. Wow. Well, Jamie, why don't you tell us a little bit how people can keep up with what's going on with Empty Bowls? You've got a Facebook page, don't you?
Yes, we do. We've got a Facebook page for the first time this year. And the fun thing right now is to see all the bowls as they come in. We have beautiful pictures of bowls that are being brought in little by little to be used next week at Empty Bowls. And you can see all different kinds of bowls that will be available. different colors, different kinds of glazes and designs, and it's really a delight to see what it is we're going to be able to look at next week.
So are you anticipating anybody walking in the door and saying, I have a picture of the bowl I want?
Well, could be a little bit of a problem, but we'll see. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah. That could be interesting. Yes, I like this bowl. I want this bowl.
Mm-hmm. They can find us at Empty Bowls Greenwood on Facebook.
Empty Bowls Greenwood on Facebook. So check that out. Now, this is coming up October 10th, so not a lot of time. They only have 6 tickets left. If somebody wants to call you, Norm, where would they call you to see about getting the last 6 tickets?
Well, I think my phone number is around the world at this point, so I don't have a problem giving it out on the air. Just call me at home, 227-3421, 227-3421. Call quickly, though.
Yeah, that's right. Now, how much are the tickets, Norm?
They're the same price as when we started. They're $20. We discuss two things every year as part of our committee when we start organizing in the spring. One, the venue. And we are limited to the number of seats we, of course, have at the soup kitchen. It's 132 times 3 sittings. And we always discuss whether we should go to a larger venue. And we always come back that it's important to have it at the soup kitchen and to have people that don't usually come and have lunch with us every day come to the soup kitchen and see our facility as something we're very, very proud of. And the second thing is price. And we don't want to price ourselves to a point where families, we have a lot of families that do come to Empty Bowls, and we don't want to get to a point where those families find that they find it difficult to. So we're the tickets are the same price as they've always been, $20. And you get a bowl that I'm told sells at craft shows for $20-$25, probably more. So it's great value. Jamie was right. That is the attraction. They don't come to the soup kitchen just to have our soup, or even very good soup supplied by local restaurants. The bowls are the attraction, and we're blessed to have the Potters. We're blessed to have Claw, and we're blessed to have Lander this year. We're very thankful.
Absolutely. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a few of the things you may not know. Do you know the soup kitchen does not receive any federal funding? How about that? They do it all on their own. Hey, we'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276. Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. We're talking about Empty Bowls that helps the soup kitchen. If you've never been to the soup kitchen, sometime you should go by, because one of the things that I think is so amazing about it is such a nice, clean, open space, being able to serve 132 people at a seating. You know, you wish you could serve more, but that's pretty darn good, isn't it, Norm, on a weekday to be able to serve that many people? You only open from 11 to 12.
Well, when we moved to the United Center on Phoenix Street, the old Burton Center, or the old Blake School. I always have to ask people how long you've been in Greenwood when they ask where the soup kitchen is, and they either recognize the Burton Center or the Blake School. But when we moved there 5 years ago, it was quite a bit bigger facility than we had at the time at Turner House at First Presbyterian Church, who were very kind and generous to donate that facility to us for 7 or 8 years. We just outgrew it. And now we're getting to a point where even 132 seats isn't enough. We have to reset tables and in order to serve, as I say, sometimes upwards of 200 people a day come through and have a hot meal at our soup kitchen.
You know, that's hard to believe right here in Greenwood that up to 200 people could be their only meal.
That's right.
That's you don't think about that in your own backyard, that could be something that is happening, but it is happening. Yes. Now, Norm, how much does it actually cost to produce a meal at the soup kitchen? When we talk about $25,000 being donated through Empty Bowls, what's the effect of that on the meals?
Our cash cost, we refer to it as a cash cost because there's so much food, either prepared food by restaurants or canned food through church food drives, and the postal workers do a food drive every year, and the county and city people do it, so that we don't put the value of that food in. But the cash cost of a hot meal is about $1.80. So if we made $25,000 last year, I'm not sure my math is precisely correct, but it's going to be somewhere around 14,000-15,000 meals that everyone who contributed to making Empty Bowls a success are going to feed 14,000 to 15,000 people in the coming year.
Absolutely. You know, Donna, when you think about that, when you are doing these bowls, what does that make you, Phyllis, what does that make you feel like when you're thinking about how many people that you're feeding when you're making these bowls?
Well, it always amazes me when I'm pulling and shaping the bowl. I want it to be the best work it can be. And it looks like from the artistry I've seen this year, the other potters feel the same way. It just reminds me that my bowl's always full. I've never asked myself, will I eat today, but when will I eat, or what time will I eat, or what will I eat, but never will I eat today.
If I will eat, yeah.
So it reminds me as I'm working on that bowl that someone's going to contribute something for my artwork, which is very flattering, but also that money's going to go to feed somebody who may be asking, will I eat today?
Absolutely. That is tremendous. And Sandy, you were talking about how your students and connecting the students to something that is real. So many times we don't feel that connection to your community. And of course, college students are kind of outside everything, aren't they? So to be able to connect them to community, what has that meant to the students?
Well, I think it's really, for them, it's provided an awareness about something that is, for a lot of them, not really part of their reality. Like your hunger is not. They all have meal plans. They're, you know, they. But to think about that, this thing that they're making is someone is going to eat soup out of it, and that is going to do a good deed for somebody else. It made them like have that thought. I mean, a couple of them were discussing it amongst themselves about how they hadn't considered that before, and that
sure.
It was unique to them and great to them. They were happy about it on a couple of fronts. First off, somebody's going to have their bowl in their house, and it's going to be a bowl that they made. But then the fact that that is doing something good for something is meaningful to them. So I'm loving this experience for them.
Sure. And I think that's one of the things that when we talk about young people is getting them involved in projects. Jamie, you were telling me how the Emerald Interact Club has helped serve and wash the bowls and all this mm-hmm. kind of stuff. And then Lander students will be helping this year. What have you seen, particularly, shall we say, from the Emerald students?
It's a great experience for them because they get to be right there and serve. They're helping people by serving out their soup, by washing their bowl for them, resetting the table. And we've had a wonderful experience every year with our group from Emerald Interact. They work hard, and they just come in ready to do whatever we need them to do. They've been wonderful. And they get to be right in there and see the facility of the soup kitchen. It's a great experience for all of them.
Absolutely. Now, Norm, what about the Saturday deal? Do you get more volunteers?
I was just going to say, and this year, for the first time, the Emerald ROTC crew will be out helping the Greenwood Police. And Dr. Dan
control.
Harrison,
yeah.
You know Dr. Dan over at Lander? On traffic control. So the ROTC is over at Emerald is getting involved this year, too. But I was saying during the break, Ann, that this is just one example of how Empty Bowls has made the Greenwood Soup Kitchen a little more visible, a lot more visible in the Greenwood community, because those same Emerald Interact students that help on Empty Bowls, many of them are coming on Saturdays to serve our regular meals throughout the year, throughout the school year. And there's many, many, many examples of how what you did to help us get a little better known in the community a few years ago and continue to do through your help with programs like this. Every time we do something like this, people think of the Greenwood Soup Kitchen, and there's an awful lot of need in Greenwood, and we have needs too. And every time we're in front of the public and we get to do empty bowls and we get more volunteers and we get more donations. So it goes far past the benefits for the soup kitchen is going to go far past what we're going to achieve next Thursday.
Well, you know, yeah, it's hard to measure all the what comes out of it, isn't it? I mean, it just because it does, you do get so much more
That's
than
right.
just what is going to be the check presented there at the end, which will be awesome and tremendous. But you're right, people thinking about the soup kitchen when they think about their giving and everything. So this has been just such a cool project, and every year it just gets better and better. Jamie, are you going to be around next year doing this?
I sure hope so.
Okay, all right.
I sure hope so.
Yeah. Sandy, what about you?
Yes, my students are going to make bowls every semester. So the bowls that are for this year are from one semester, but what we have for next year will be from two
semesters.
So it'll be the number of bowls will increase.
Ooh, hallelujah.
So then you're so that means you will have to figure out how to serve more soup, Norm. I'm sorry, you'll have to add another seating or something.
Well, we've talked about going to two nights, two Thursdays in a row, or a Thursday and a Friday, or. There's other ways we can do it, but again, we don't want to put too much pressure on everybody that's making these bowls. It was impossible when it was, quote, just the potters, but it's still an awful lot of work for Lander, for Claw, for Gasp, and we don't want to overstay our welcome.
Well, Phyllis, I'm sure you're going to start early on your bowls this year, are you?
Oh, I will. And we only started out with 20 potters to begin with to just have this wonderful work from the woodworkers and the students to pressure off. But our group just got so excited, and we've grown to over 33 potters now. And so it's a joy, but you just don't know when to stop.
So potters do things in excess, is that what you're telling me?
Well, the craft itself is addictive,
right.
But it's flattering to have someone take home your work, and it also is wonderful for it to go to a good cause. So we love it, but having help has been wonderful. And when you were talking about metal workers, I'm thinking, how can we put metal balls into this situation?
Well, that's great. But, you know, we really need to say a thank you to Piedmont Tech, because if you hadn't gotten involved there and found this great group to work with.
We should. GASP, just about everyone in GASP has been a part of the Piedmont Tech Pottery Program. Also, they are continuing to fire bowls for potters who are not set up in studios and need help getting their pots fired. So they are continuing to help us, and new professors are pitching in, and they're getting their new students involved also. So
that's very cool, very cool. Well, listen, I sure hope everybody has enjoyed the show. Jamie, I know that coming up on the 10th, that's next Thursday, it's going to be all hands on deck. Is that correct?
It sure is. We're excited about it and starting to email all of our volunteers and tell them, here's when you need to show up. Here's when you need to bring your dessert. We're getting it all set.
Absolutely. And if you want to find out and want to follow them, you can go to Facebook. And what's the name of the Facebook page?
Empty Bowls Greenwood.
Empty Bowls Greenwood. God, what a concept. Hey, that's a good one. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. I have been here this afternoon on WCRS right here in Greenwood with Norm Fawcett. Thank you very much, Norm, for all your work that you do to bring good food to the people that need it right here in Greenwood.
And thank you for everything you do for us throughout the year. Thank you.
Absolutely. And Phyllis, it's been a joy to meet you here today. Looking forward to seeing some of your work.
You too, Anne. Thank you.
And Jamie, keep up the good work and keep the Medical Alliance cooking and making things come together here.
Okay.
All right. And Sandy, thanks so much for coming out today so we could meet you and find out what's going on over there at Lander.
Thank you. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
All right. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.